It Works by David Brant Berg.
God is like a father to us, his children, and he wants us to be happy and healthy. So he has set down rules to keep us from getting hurt or damaging our bodies. Proper diet, rest, exercise, and right living. Not abusing our bodies and keeping God's health laws and keeping God's laws in general for our own happiness and well-being. One of the greatest factors in healing is faith. To know that God loves you and cares for you and is going to take care of you no matter what happens. Faith eliminates one of the greatest causes of disease and ill health. Fear and tension. Because then you can have peace of mind and you can just rest in the Lord knowing he's going to take care of everything, which eliminates one of the major causes of psychosomatic diseases. Fear, tension, hatred all breed the various psychological and nervous diseases, as well as the natural physiological diseases like heart trouble and arthritis and stomach ulcers, which can be caused by worry and fear. Severe cases of arthritis, for just one example, can be psychosomatic, caused by stress, bitterness, hatred, and a negative attitude toward life. These cause the literal buildup of poisons in the body that in turn cause the congestion and pain in the joints. So the elimination of fear by faith gives peace of mind and rest to your stomach and vital organs, including rest to your heart and the actual elimination of poisons from the blood that cause illness. In other words, your state of mind can actually poison your body. This science knows and has proven. Peaceful meditation and mental concentration on positive attitudes and good thoughts definitely have a good effect on both mind and body through the right spiritual attitude. This is why the scriptures say, "Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Paul says to forget the things that are behind so you don't worry about the past and press on to the things that are before. And the scripture says, don't worry about tomorrow. The two greatest sources of fear and worry are the past and the future. Remorse over the past and fear over the future. And God's word forbids worry about either. Then for the present, he says, thou shalt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. The one who trusts rests in the Lord. For perfect love casts out fear, for fear hath torment. But God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So your physical state of health is definitely affected by your mental state of health. And your mental health is affected by your spiritual condition. Because faith in God, trust in God, gives you a feeling of rest of body, peace of mind, contentment of heart, and spiritual well-being, which all tend to greatly improve your whole state of well-being. Man was put here to make a choice between good and evil, to do right or wrong, to serve God or himself, and to learn the benefits of serving God, reaping the joy and the happiness and pleasures of keeping God's loving rules for his own good, and worshiping and thanking God for it all in return, as grateful children of their heavenly Father, to believe in him and have faith in him and trust him in his word and obey it for their own good and his glory. Or men can rebel against God and disobey him and refuse to believe his word and go their own way and suffer the consequences of violating his health rules and his mental and spiritual laws, rebellion against which and disobedience to which bring ill health, misery, pain, suffering, man's inhumanity to man, cruelty, atrocities, wars, economic ills, unhappiness, mental anguish, and finally death. God is the great I Am who lives in the eternal now, where there is no past, nor future, nor time. But we must accept these truths, just as many people who don't understand scientific theories still accept them because they work. Most people do not understand these scientific realities, but still have to accept them just because the scientists say so, and because they work, and they can feel the effects of these forces as demonstrated in our daily lives. We use the power of electricity in our everyday lives, even though most of us don't really understand it. We only know its laws, its actions, its effects, and have learned how to channel and conduct it to serve many useful purposes upon which our daily living is dependent. Even so, we must accept the existence of God, though we don't know where he came from or who made him, if anyone, or how he got here or where he came from. We simply know he does exist and he is here, ever-present, all-knowing, and all-powerful, omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent. We must recognize his superiority and his authority and thank him for his power and his creation and the rules which he has made by which it is governed. We must accept and obey and use these rules and his power for our own benefit and usefulness and life, love, health, and happiness in everyday living, just as you use electricity, even though you don't understand it fully or know where it came from or how it got here, and you may not even understand how it works. All you know is that it works. You flip the switch and make the connection, and it works. You make contact with the power of electricity, and it does the work for you. Just so, you must learn to make personal contact with the power of God and learn to let him do the work of bringing you joy, health, and happiness in everyday living, and of being useful in your life and giving you faith and rest and comfort and peace instead of fear and restlessness and worry and war. You must learn how to contact his power through prayer, a spiritual seeking of contact with his spirit, through obedience to the laws of his word, to listen to his voice. Just as you flip the switch of your radio and tune into a certain frequency, so you must communicate with him and let him speak to you through his word, both through the Bible and through the direct communication of prayer. Learn his will and know what and how to obey in order to let his light and power into the room of your life, to give you light and power and joy in living by doing many things for you that you cannot do for yourself, just as electricity does through the simple flip of a switch or the turn of a dial. We must avail ourselves of God just as we do electricity that gives us light and power and fuel and fire and heat and communication and transportation and all these modern marvels of modern man which we use in our daily living, even though most of us haven't the least idea of where it comes from or how it got here or who made it. And most of us don't even understand how it works or the laws which govern it. And certainly none of us have ever seen it, only its effects. Just be sure that you have the right power source and are connected to it properly, receiving the right amounts, the proper voltage at the proper amperage, on the correct circuits, insulated by God's truth, in order that you might safely use such spiritual power for good in your daily life. Otherwise, a connection to the wrong source on the wrong circuits without proper insulation and with faulty contacts or short circuits and explosive groundings can ruin your life, wreck your health, and destroy your soul. God exists, you may be sure, just like electricity exists, though you don't really know who made either or where either came from or how either got here or really understand what either of these great forces is composed of. All we know is they exist, and if properly contacted, channeled, and used properly and safely in the right amounts and the right places at the right times, both of these great powers can do us a great deal of good, even if we don't fully understand or comprehend them. All we have to have is faith in the power so that we're willing to make the connection that lets it into our daily lives by receiving it, by taking that definite step of faith in reaching out our hand of faith and turning the switch of decision which makes the contact and starts the flow of that power into our lives to light, guide, warm, feed, provide, protect, and work for us. It's just that simple. You don't have to personally know all the answers, the whys and the wherefores, or be able to explain everything or answer all the questions. All you have to know is that you can flip the switch and it works. You certainly don't have to know where it came from or who made it or how it got here or how long it's existed or what its nature is or try to explain it just in order to use it. All you have to know is that it's here, and it's obvious it's here because it works, and you can prove that it works by the simple little decision of switching it on and trying it. You don't have to take my word for it or anybody else's. Try it. You'll like it. Just flip the switch of decision by your own human will and let the light in and see how quickly the darkness flees. See how fast it can warm your heart and nourish your soul and make life easier, more pleasant, more entertaining, and even lift you to heavenly heights of joy, bliss, and the ecstasy of His electrifying Spirit. This is happening daily in the life of the Spirit. God's power is blessing your daily life and helping make easier the task of daily living, enlightening the rooms of your heart and mind, cooking the nourishment of your spiritual body, the food for your soul, and warming the heartstones of your heart. He's more than sex, drugs, meditation, demonism, or witchcraft. God's power is the mightiest of all, beyond anything you have ever experienced before. Try it. You'll love it. Begin to enjoy yourself and a life filled with the power of God at every turn of the dials and connections of the switches of prayer and communication and contact with the Source. It's just that simple. You don't have to understand Him, just know Him. You don't have to know where He came from, just meet Him. He's like a lover. You don't have to know His entire past history and His mental, psychological, physical, medical, historical, political, and religious records. You don't even have to know His exact height, weight, measurements, metabolism, or chemical constituency. All you know is it works. You like it. In fact, you love it. He brings you love. He makes your life and gives you happiness. You don't even need to know His name. But it's Jesus. And that's only so you can let the world know who you belong to, who your lover is. You don't know why, but just to look at Him turns you on. You can't explain why His touch electrifies you. You don't understand all the scientific workings of His lovemaking and why it makes you so happy. You just enjoy it and Him, and you're happy. What else matters? How much more could you want than this? Stop trying to diagnose it and take it all apart and analyze it. You're just making hard work out of all the fun. Just turn it on and enjoy it. He's your electricity. He's what turns you on. He's what gives you such a charge. You don't care who He is or what He is or where He came from, as long as He keeps loving you like this and makes you so happy and takes such good care of you. As long as it works, that's all that matters. He makes you feel good and stay happy, and that's what counts. Don't try to figure Him out. Just let Him in. Try Him. You'll love Him. He works, and that's all you need to know.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.